News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says U.S. forces have carried out what he describes as a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. The president has been decrying the group for weeks for targeting Christians. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities. Nigeria's foreign ministry says cooperation included exchange of intelligence and strategic coordination in ways consistent with international law and mutual respect for sovereignty. It adds terrorist violence in any form, whether directed at Christians, Muslims, or other communities, remains an affront to Nigeria's values. The U.S. recently designated Nigeria a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act. Meantime, Mike Kempen reports Turkey's carried out counterterrorism raids.
Istanbul police launched simultaneous raids at 124 locations, detaining more than 100 suspected members of the Islamic State group. Authorities say the suspects were allegedly planning attacks against Christmas and New Year's celebrations. The Istanbul Chief Public Prosecutor's Office says the IS group had issued a call to action against non-Muslims. Warrants have been issued for 137 suspects. So far, 115 have been detained. Officers seized firearms, cartridges, and organizational documents during the raids. The police counterterrorism operation is still ongoing. I'm Mike Kempen.
A major storm system's coming to the eastern half of the country. The National Weather Service forecasts freezing rain and sleet across parts of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, while the Northeast could see heavy snow come Friday. Another powerful storm system's rolling across Southern California. Officials have issued evacuation warnings in mountain towns and warned of possible high surf conditions along the coast. This is AP News. A new kind of senior moment.
Endeavor's CEO Kyle Rand's interest in helping his own grandmother deal with the emotional and mental challenges of aging pushed him down a path that led him to co-found his virtual reality company.
We use this technology to open the world back up to them.
Endeavor has shipped out their headsets to about 800 retirement communities in the United States and Canada to help seniors experience thrilling activities like mountain climbing and auto racing without leaving their seat. Mike Holthaus likes using the VR sets with his father, Jim.
Sort of unlocks an area of their brain that allows them to communicate, you know, a little bit more smoothly and a little bit more back and forth.
Sally Regalo's husband suffers from dementia. She says the VR technology allows the couple to experience fond memories of their travels together.
He seemed to be quite engaged.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.